We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the third chapter, second Mishnah. We had learned out Rabbi Hanina, who was the assistant Kohen Gadol, Sgan HaKohanim. He taught that we should pray for the peace of the government, because without fear of the government, people would consume one another alive. Then we learned about Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion. And by the way, we had learned over there that Rabbeinu Yonah gave a phenomenal pshat. Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion, Rabbeinu Yonah said that the idea is we should be praying for world peace. When it says pray for the peace of the government, it means pray for peace internationally, not only with regards to Israel. Then we went on to Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, who said if two people are sitting and they don't talk Divrei Torah, that's like a breeding ground for foolishness. But if two people are sitting and they are dealing in Torah, so then Hashem's presence is between them. That's what we were up to. If two people are settled and they're dealing in Torah, Shechina shuya b'nehem. It's as though the Shechina, Hashem's presence, is saturated between them. Shenemal, the verse says, Az nidberu yirei Hashem ish el reu v'akshev Hashem ha'ishma v'yikatev sefer zikaron nefanav lirei Hashem ul choshvei shemo. The verse in Malachi, in the last prophet, says the two God-fearing people spoke to one another and Hashem listened and he wrote it down. So when two people are speaking Torah, Hashem, so to speak, listens. He's there. U'pshat ha'pasuk u'al ha'tzadikim na'atid lavo. The simple reading of the verse is not about our learning today. The verse is talking about the world to come when the tzaddikim are going to be talking Torah. Kshayiru bnei adam ma'alatam v'yomru al ma ba lahem zeh hadavar. People will see the tzaddikim and they'll say, why are they on such a high level in the world to come? V'yanu mipnei ki tchilat nidbru ish el re'eu b'divrei Torah. People will say to one another, it's because back in this world, these two fellows spoke Torah. V'katam b'sefer zikon, and God wrote a record of the people who were learning Torah. V'noten le'am atas chal pulatan. That's what the verse is really talking about in Malachi. That in the world to come, people will look on and see, oh, those people learned Torah. You see, Hashem has a record. That's why they're on a higher level than the world to come. So that's but the Mishnah applies it to us. So when we learn, we should know if there are two people learning, Hashem is listening. Eni elashnaim, the Mishnah went on to say, I from the verse I understand, if two people are learning Torah, that's the case. Minayin afilu achad sheyoshev osek b'Torah, shehakadosh baruch hu koveh lo sachar. How do I know that even an individual who is learning Torah, Hashem sets aside wages for him? Ratza lomar, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, what the Mishnah means is, sheyoshev umchashev b'Torah. Someone sitting individually and thinking Torah. He's not learning, he hasn't opened the safe, but he's thinking about it. Because Hashem ultimately pays a person even for thoughts of Torah, not just learning and verbalizing Torah. It's better to verbalize it. It says there was a man who learned Torah his whole life, and then he became old and he forgot it all. And the rabbi said the reason he forgot it was because he wouldn't learn audibly. A person, when he learns, should hear what he's saying, and then he ends up remembering it better. Shneimal, the verse says, Yishev badad v'idom ki natal alav. The person sits in silence and he takes responsibility for what he's doing. So the verse in Eicha in Lamentations is talking about something else. But our sages applied it to a person who took upon himself to learn Torah, even though no one else is. He's alone. Ki hashotek umchashev b'Torah, kilu natal alav ol haTorah b'igayon. Because when a person sits in thought, and he individually, on his own, he's thinking Torah, it's as though he takes the responsibility that his thoughts should carry the Torah. I had a few times here in Kiryat Moshe when we were living here. So Friday night, every so often I couldn't sleep. It happens. You get up at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. What are you going to do? So sometimes you sit at home, you open a sefer and you learn. So that's the taste of Gan Eden, you know, to sit at home in the middle of the night on a Friday night. You can eat and drink. It's not yet crack of dawn, right? It's before Alos HaShachar. You can even have a piece of cake and a cup of coffee and learn Torah. Okay, that's great. But every so often, I knew if I'd stay home, I wouldn't get anything done. So I went out And it's an interesting sight to go to the Batei Medrash around Kiryat Moshe at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and find that there are other people sitting there learning Torah. So you see that, you say, wow, there are people who feel a responsibility at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night to learn Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, when a person sits alone, no one else is learning. He thinks he's the only one here, right? But he thinks Torah, what he's basically saying is, I take a responsibility to learn Torah. אבל הרמה זל גורס מניין שאפילו אחד שיושב ועוסק בתורה מעלה אליו וכתוב כאילו קיים את כל התורה. There's another version of this Mishnah, which says that if a person sits alone and learns Torah, it's as though he kept the whole Torah. שנאמר יושב בדד וידום כי נטל עליו, ומאי משמע דהי וידום נשנה דמלולי, דכתיב, ואחר יש כל דממה דקה. So he says sometimes the word yidom, we think the word yidom means to be in silence. We had it 2 weeks ago. Aaron lost his two sons. It says, Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was what? So some translated as Aaron was silent. Others translated as Aaron gave praise. He just lost his two sons and he said, Rabon Shalom, he still praises Hashem. The Targum says, Vayidom is to give praise. So the word dom can sometimes translate as silence and sometimes it can translate as a whisper, as saying something in a quiet way. As it says that when Hashem's presence appeared, so Elijah was standing on the mountain, and first he saw tremendous winds, and then he saw one thing after another, till he saw tremendous fire. And after the fire, Hashem's presence came, it says, with kol dmama daka. Now, if dmama means silence, you can't say it was the sound of silence. I know, you're all thinking. you don't say the sound of silence. Some of you are too young. There was once a song, The Sound of Silence. But in fact, see, now you know my dark history. There was called Mamad Daka. What? The Pasuk describes the man who is sitting alone. Rabbeinu Yonah translated the word v'yidom. He sits in silence. He's thinking Torah. He says, according to this other interpretation, it's that he's whispering Torah. He's learning alone. That the term dmama could also mean to say quietly. So that's, okay, so here we see the importance of learning alone. And this is very important also in a practical sense. Start with the simple example. People go to work. You have time on the commute. I have a friend who finished all of Shas on the commute. Every time he'd learn a little bit, he finished all of Shas Mishnayos. And he not only finished Shas Mishnayos, but he always had a guy who sat next to him. They traveled to Tel Aviv every morning. They'd get up at 5:30, pack out to the bus at the entrance to the city, and go commute to Tel Aviv, and then daven in Tel Aviv. He would daven. The guy who sat next to him on the bus didn't wear a yarmulke or daven, but the guy who sat next to him on the bus after a few weeks looked over his shoulder and said, "Hey pal, what you doing?" So he told him, and they became chavrutot. And to make a long story short, the guy sitting next to him on the bus also finished Shas Mishnayos. By the time he was done with Shas Mishnayos, he had a yarmulke on his head and he was davening in the morning. But this all started from the fact that he utilized the time. So we can really... this idea that when you're sitting alone, you can make good use of the time. So some people can read on a bus or at the bus stop. I had times when I was nauseous reading on a bus. But at the bus stop, when you're waiting, you can get stuff done. And you could really cover. I could show you, I try to carry a small book with me. So right now I'm learning Chronicles, Divrei Hayamim. Last time I learned Divrei Hayamim was many years ago. I was still dating, unfortunately. Unfortunately that I was dating. Unfortunately that I haven't had a chance to review it since then. But you carry a little book with you. You could cover ground over time. You could finish whole books. But it's not only that. We come home at night. Sometimes you make yourself a small seder. Before I go to sleep, I'll learn this. You sit down after the Shabbos meal. Sometimes these 2 minutes can really enrich a person. If you take things that will capture your focus, so then... you can really walk away enriched. A friend of mine married an American girl. And after they got married, the first Pesach, so her parents asked that they come to the United States. So he told me he was going to the United States for the first time in his life. He's a full-blown Israeli. He said, he asked himself, what am I going to take with me? He took the Netziv's commentary on the Song of Songs, on Shir Hashirim. And that's what he was learning. And he said to me, it's such a fascinating book that they took me for a tour of New York City. And every so often they'd say, look at that huge tower. And I'd pick up my head from the Sefer, crane my neck and say, wow, that's amazing. Put my head back in the Sefer. He said, you get a good book, so you could be focused on the book. That's more interesting than seeing the Twin Towers and other things. So this idea that a person on his own should value what he's doing, the Mishnah says, if you take time on your own to learn, Hashem values that as though you're keeping the whole Torah, because there's a tremendous value when a person's alone and he says, I'm going to take advantage of the time, I'm going to learn. Today we have MP3 players. You could learn a lot from an MP3 player, but you end up learning more from a Sefer. When you can, it's better to learn from a Sefer. An MP3 player has its value. I'm recording this class, right? I see the value in learning from MP3s. But it's not the same thing. When you could learn on your own, when you could take a Sefer and learn, there's a benefit to sweating over Torah. The idea of sitting and just being spoon-fed, turning on the MP3 player, pausing it, turning it on again, it's not the same thing. You take a Sefer, you have to work your mind. You have to think, what does it say? So it's harder. It's for sure harder. But the products you reap are greater. So the Mishnah tells us that learning alone carries tremendous weight. Don't underestimate it.